This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Speed, comfort, convenience. For most commuters, those words do not conjure up the image of riding to work on the bus. But a growing number of people, even those with other transportation options, are climbing aboard the public buses and they're liking it. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Not long ago, during a typical commute in Northern Virginia, Keith Serlo realized something that alarmed him. His commute had changed him. Traffic was snarled. There'd been an accident.
And instead of thinking, oh dear God, I hope no one got hurt, all I could think of is I'm glad it happened back there and not in front where I have to get into it. That's when I knew it was time to take the bus.
Now, Serlo takes the bus every day. The 35-mile trip from Leesburg into Washington, D.C. takes about an hour and a half. It's not your typical city bus. It's a motor coach with a restroom.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
how's it going, Jeff?
Hi.
And it makes very few stops. Still, by the time Peter Marshall climbs on, stows his briefcase, and settles back in his reclining seat, the bus is almost full.
Often, they even max out on the standing, so I've seen buses frequently don't have any standing room left. So
this, despite the fact that Northern Virginia's Loudoun County Transit has nearly doubled the size of its fleet. Division Chief Nancy Gorley says there have been huge annual jumps in ridership.
Double digit, 20%, 22%, that kind of growth. People who ride our bus do not go back and ride their car.
Ridership is up across the nation as well, according to Linda Charrington of the Texas Transportation Institute.
We see a very consistent growth of 9 to 12% in most of the markets.
Fuel costs are one reason. Charrington says nearly half of those who switch to buses do it to save money. But with more riders, state and local governments can also offer better service.
For example, in the Seattle area, service is every 5 to 10 minutes. And they have now expanded their commuter routes to operate 7 days a week.
That, in turn, attracts even more riders. In congested areas, taking the bus can also be faster and more reliable than driving, since buses get to use the HOV lanes. And Loudoun County bus passenger Peter Marshall says the bus zooms past the congestion on the highway.
Nothing but red brake lights on the right. All four lanes are basically stopped. And we're still just cruising along at 65 miles an hour, making good time.
These buses arrive on schedule 95% of the time. More enhancements are coming. In Utah, some commuter buses now offer free internet service as part of a pilot program. Passenger Ed Carbine gets on in Ogden and checks his email on his laptop. He says he will gladly pay for internet service.
It does make a difference. Instead of driving to Salt Lake, you know, not being productive at all, you're able to sit on the bus and get some work done.
Back in Northern Virginia, passengers can now use cell phones and other handheld devices to download schedules and pinpoint the location of their bus.
So no longer does a bus rider have to sit and wait at a bus stop wondering when the next bus is going to come.
Kayla Quintana of the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission says investments that lure people out of their cars make sense here.
We have the third worst congestion costs in the country.
She predicts other regions will discover what Northern Virginia has.
You can't pave your way out of congestion. You can only build so many roads. At some point, we need to look at moving people the way they do in Europe.
Loudoun County bus passenger Dan Furlano agrees that more people should try the bus.
It's serving a great need for Loudoun County and Virginia, and it's the only way to travel in my mind.
It's fun, he says. He and his commuting friends sit up front and chat about sports, food, anything but work. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.